This is WMUK News. I'm Savilla Mann. Today, we bring you the first in a series on everyday life in Southwest Michigan during the pandemic. These are stories told through sound, noises that are new in our lives since the shutdown, or maybe old ones with new meaning, or perhaps the absence of a familiar sound, as in this story.
I'm Gail Griffin. I'm a retired faculty member from Kalamazoo College.
Griffin lives by both K and Western Michigan University.
On a normal May afternoon in my house, all I would be able to hear was the voices of students. They'd be practicing on the field across from my house, jogging down the hill in front of my house, skateboarding in front of my house, driving like maniacs past my house, calling to each other, yelling to each other. There'd be music playing.
In March, of course, both schools sent most students home because of the pandemic.
And so now there's this tremendous silence around my house that I just have a terrible time getting used to.
Griffin recorded for a couple minutes in her backyard.
You hear a bird now and then. I think once you hear a car. But it's just stunning to me that the sound of spring is silence.
Did Griffin ever mind the din back when things were noisy?
Yes. I used to complain about it all the time. Not so much the sounds of the students, but, for instance, the loudspeaker at the field would sometimes play very loud metal music.
Kay has athletic fields, and Western has a track by Griffin's house.
The coaches have electronic whistles now that make a horrible sound. The kids driving around my corner at about 60 miles an hour used to annoy me a little bit. But yeah, that's just, if you live around young adults, that's what you're going to hear. And especially in this time of the year when everybody would feel sort of released after a long winter. But yeah, I complained about it regularly, and now I want it all back again. I can hear the birds better because there isn't all the background noise.
That's Gail Griffin, retired Kalamazoo College professor, on the sounds she's not hearing because of the shutdown. We'll have more stories about how the pandemic has changed our personal soundscapes, and we hope you'll share yours. Click on the button at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Savilla Mann.